Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And here on County Circuit Court, a probation violation arraignment for Edwin Lindale Davis was held on March 10th, 2026. Davis faces allegations of violating probation by allegedly stealing property from a Nike outlet. He failed to appear in court. Defense counsel stated Davis had sought permission to appear via Zoom last week, but did not contact the court directly as advised. The prosecution requested a bench warrant. Judge Frill granted defense counsel until 11:30 a.m. to attempt contact and secure a Zoom appearance. After time lapsed, he'd still failed to appear. A bench warrant was issued. In other Huron County Circuit Court, Kenneth Harvey Convery pleaded guilty Monday before Judge Frill to operating while intoxicated, third offense in Huron County, Michigan. The charge follows a March 16th incident in Meade Township where Convery's vehicle slid into a ditch. Convery admitted to consuming intoxicating beverages before operating the vehicle, and a preliminary breath test at the jail registered 0.15. This marks his third OWI conviction, with prior offenses in 1987 and 2011. Sentencing is scheduled for June 8, 2026 at 9 a.m. The felony charge carries a potential penalties, including 1 to 5 years in prison, fines, jail time, community service, rehabilitative programs, and mandatory vehicle immobilization. Bond remains set at $7,500. And the village of Akron issued a notice that hydrant flushing will be done this week. Flushing will be done on Thursday, April 16th and Friday, April 17th. If tap water is discolored, let the tap run until the water runs clear. As with laundry, avoid laundry if possible to avoid clothing discoloration. When we come back from this Bresky Builder sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news in Huron County, in a court hearing Monday, Judge Burroughs Circuit's courtroom, Thomas Roy Marks entered a no-contest plea to three charges. The charges include possession of a loaded firearm in a car, operating while intoxicated first offense, and possession of a firearm under the influence. The plea agreement stipulates a one-year delay of sentence for the loaded firearm charge. If successful, this conviction would be reduced to an attempt. Mr. Marks also agreed to forfeit all firearms to the investigative agency. The court established a factual basis for the plea using a Caseville Police Department incident report and a State of Michigan Department of State Police Forensic Science Division laboratory report. Sentencing for Mr. Marks is scheduled for June 8, 2026 at 9 a.m. A pre-sentence investigation report has been ordered and sentencing guidelines will be scored prior to that date. Mr. Marks' bond continues at $3,500 personal recognizance. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.